Hello, everyone. I'm Jeff Sweatman. This WNRN in-studio session, supported by Blue Mountain Brewery and Wilkinson Wealth Management. We thank them for their support. It's hard to really overstate how important this band with us today was to my own personal musical development. Growing up in the middle of the Midwest with seemingly nothing but the same 10 to 20 acts on the radio all the time. Then along came Tracy Chapman, Indigo Girls, Suzanne Vega, and it turns out there was more to Canada than just Rush. Not only with their exceedingly original music, but with expertly chosen and exquisitely crafted cover songs, my teenage mind expanded beyond what would have been possible without them into the Velvet Underground, Hank Williams, Graham and Towns, and on and on. Their latest album, Such Ferocious Beauty, is another high point in a career filled with them. The band celebrating their 40th anniversary this year, sold out tour, including back-to-back nights here in Charlottesville at the Jefferson Theater. We're thrilled to have them at this in-studio session at the Front Porch with an intimate audience of WNRN members. Please welcome Cowboy Junkies.
Black-eyed man, he took the blame for the poisoning of the well. They found his shoes by the pulley. They found his fingerprints all over the pail. Black-eyed man, I'm warning you, people around here will not be soothed by a simple line or two. Yes, Your Honor, I do solemnly swear that I saw him late that night, dancing barefoot, bathing light, reaching for every star in sight. Yes, I'd go to him, but completely against my will. Yes, he did this to me, which I dream of still. Yeah, 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 yeah. Black-eyed man, what I say is what you'll do, to hell with love and truth. I wasn't meant to say I'm sorry for the things I said and did. I'm sorry, I feel better now. Do you? But you promised me the sky and fell short of star too. What else did you expect me to do? Black-eyed man, he took the blame for the poisoning of the well. They found his shoes by the pulley. They found his fingerprints all over the pail, with a noose around his neck. Cicadas trilling everywhere. He says to the people gathered around him, it ain't the water that's right around here. Black-eyed man, I'm thirsty, dear. Be a love, bring some water here, drawn fresh from the well.
All right, it's Cowboy Junkies at the Front Porch before their second of two nights at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville this evening. Now, we talked about the new album. such ferocious beauty. It's been a little while, I guess, since it came out, but going into this latest record, you know, having presumably kind of figured out what you like and don't like about the recording process, do you set up kind of as comfortable a space as you can, or do you try to make yourselves a little uncomfortable to push into new new areas artistically?
It's kind of a combination. You know, we have our own recording studio, so that's very comfortable at this point. So, but with this record, we did a lot of recording, or Margo and I did a bit at this sort of renovated barn, and just kind of as in more of like a songwriting sort of situation. So that made it a little bit less familiar, not uncomfortable, but less familiar, and then sort of combine the two types of recordings together. So.
Very cool. And yeah. I should mention we have Mike, Margo, and Jeff here with us from Cowboy Junkies at the front porch for this in-studio session on WNRN. Now, when you're doing two-night stands like this in Charlottesville, how do you go about assembling the set lists?
Well, the way we work things these days is we do two sets. The first set is a short set, but it focuses on the new album, the new material. And then we stop and we take a break and we come back and do the older stuff. And when we're doing two nights like this, the first set will be the same. It's the same every night. But the second set changes, every night. So we just throw in new songs and shake it up a bit and see how we feel.
Is it a democratic process when it comes to the set lists, or does person take charge?
No. You know he's my older brother, right? Democracy doesn't exist here.
A lot of songs to choose from there, Mike. That's a tough job.
I agree.
It is. No, what happens is Mike writes a set list, and if there's a song on the list that, I'm not in the mood for, or I don't feel confident about it or whatever, I'll just tell him and he takes it out. It's easy.
Well, and speaking of siblings, you led me into my next thing. I know you get this a lot, and I think I've even asked you before, but when you think of sibling bands, it's like the Kinks or Oasis or Black Crowes. The brothers are always at each other's throat. The band's breaking up. They're throwing things backstage. How do y'all get along so well? 40 years, that's a long time to be in a band for anybody, let alone siblings.
Separate rooms.
Cry a lot. Separate rooms.
Very good. Well, how about another song? Which one did you want to do next?
We're going to do a song by Townes Van Zandt. I love this song because it's a song about aging. And I don't know about you, but as you age, you don't feel it inside, but every once in a while you look in the mirror and go, whoa. Oh. That's not how I feel. And that's certainly not what I look like. Anyway, this is called Rake. Well, I used to wake, run with the moon. I live like a rake and a young man. I covered my lovers with flowers and wounds. My laughter, the devil would frighten. The sun, she would come and beat me back down. But every cruel day had its nightfall. And welcome the stars with whining guitars, fill the fire and forgetful. My body was sharp, my dark hair clean, an outrage, my joyful companion. And whispering women, how sweet did they seem, kneeling for me to command them. The time was like water, but I was the sea, and I wouldn't have noticed it passing, except for the turning of night into day, and the turning of day into cursing. And you look at me now, don't think I don't know what all your eyes are saying. Does he want us to believe these ravings and lies that just tricks his brain is playing? A lover of women he can't understand. He trembles, his bends and is broken. I've fallen, it's true, but I say to you, hold your tongues till after I've spoken. I was taken by pride and the pleasure I'd known. I laughed and I said I'll be forgiven. But my laughter turned around, eyes blazing and saying, friend, we're holding the weapon. I buried my face, but it spoke once again. Night to the day we're abiding. Now the dark hairs like fire on my skin, and even the moonlight blinding. And now the dark hairs like fire on my skin, and even the moonlight is blinding. And now the dark hairs like fire on my skin, and even the moonlight is blinding.
Very nice. We've got Mike, Margot, and Jeff from Cowboy Junkies here with us at the front porch and in studio with WNRN before they play the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville tonight. So that song was on Acoustic Junk, and now more Acoustic Junk is like five new songs.
I think the original was Acoustic Junk. It was just a little CD we made, which we sold off stage. And then for Record Store Day this year, we kind of reissued it with five more different tracks, just kind of did some more recording, and so it's just out on vinyl now, and it'll eventually we'll get it more widely distributed, but for now it's just it was a Record Store Day special thing we did. So
good timing here. Did you get to get out and enjoy Record Store Day at all?
I did, but I didn't there was a lineup out the door, so I didn't, you know.
You didn't wake up
I was in Washington. It was like <I'm>
not... Well, and I know your debut album Whites Off Earth Now also just came out on a reissue of some sort, so a couple of exciting 2025 things here. Is that fun, putting those types of things together? Or I know David Lowry of Cracker, I saw him on social media recently bemoaning like how tough reissues can be sometimes. You're looking to track down like this photographer or credit this person or that person.
Yeah. It's fun, you know, it's good. Like it's, you know, you kind of, the way we look at it, it's our catalog, you know, it's some stuff we've done, and some of them might have been lost through the years as far as, you know, audience is concerned. People come into the band at certain times and eras. So it's nice to reintroduce albums, you know, obviously, hopefully you're proud of them. And so it's a way of just sort of highlighting them again. And so it's fun. It's not, I mean, I guess it can be a hassle if there's weird copyright issues, but most of our stuff is pretty controlled by us. So it's pretty easy.
Very cool. Well, fans may look at like Grammys or record sales or sold out shows as measures of success, but I'm always curious at the milestones within the band or like your own personal things that you've kind of done along the way. I know, Margot, you said a few years ago in an interview that meeting Lou Reed was one of your personal highlights, right? That's pretty cool. Any other highlights come to mind now that we're at this 40-year mark here?
You know, I think meeting your idols, before you're in a band, you're a fan, and you remain a fan your whole life of various people. So I'd say that, you know, I met Neil Young and Bruce Springsteen. I think when I met him, I proposed or did something silly like that. But you know, so that's always a highlight. But also playing various venues, like, you know, when you get into Carnegie Hall or the Royal Albert or the Fillmore when it was the Fillmore. You know, those things are highlights as well, definitely.
Very cool. Well, one last thing, you know, with the success of the Bob Dylan movie recently, I feel like some younger folks might be discovering the power of folk music and some older folks might be rediscovering it. How difficult is it to be timely and timeless in songwriting? Is that something you think about or set out to do, or you, something you just got to kind of let other people worry about?
Well, I don't write, but I don't think we think about it very much. We just write songs, you know?
Because you don't want to be too of the moment, but you also want it to last for a while, right?
Well,
it's tricky.
No, you do, but it's not your choice.
Yeah, right? and you don't really think about it. When you're writing a song, it's not really like that, you know? So you're not thinking, well, is this too modern? Is this too old? It's just like...
Certain lyrics.
You think it's a good song, like, and it's a good song, you go with it. If not, then you start again.
Well, how about one more song here? We've got Cowboy Junkies joining us. Mike, Margo, Jeff from the band. Before they play the Jeffersons tonight, we're at the front porch for WNRN in studio session. Which song did you want to play next?
This is Shadows 2, and it's a song off the new album, Such Ferocious Beauty. It's a song about our dad. Sit here and watch as it all falls away into winter, and pretend I'm surprised by the darkling skies and the rain. Or I can sit here and wait for death to come upon me like a stranger. I can sit here all night, the fog rolling in, getting thicker. I can sit here and drowse to the low, sad songs of morning. The pain of falling leaves, the awkward reprieve of the day. I can sit here and dream, but I can't remember the singing. I can sit here and dwell alone and disappearing. Once again, in search of the words that flutter like birds across your eyes. I can sit in the dirt and try to unearth the last of you buried there. I can sit here and wait. I could sit here and wait. Sit here and wait. Wait. Wait.
Amazing. Amazing. Thanks again, Mike, Margo, and Jeff from Cowboy Junkies. Thanks to Blue Mountain Brewery, Wilkinson Wealth Management. Thanks to WRN staff. Thanks to Dev and his team for all the sound assist today. And thanks to the Front Porch for having us. And I hope everybody enjoyed the latest WRN in-studio session. Give it up for Cowboy Junkies one more time.
Thank you.